We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.645 on this Thursday morning. You know what that means? Time to talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. If y'all have any questions about anything as it relates to agriculture, forestry, planting, food, you name it, farming, ranching, text them into the Oconaut Jeweler Talking text line at 504-260-1870, and I'm sure the commission will answer them for you. How you doing, Mike? Good morning.
Man, I am doing great. I tell you what. Crawfish has come down a little bit in price. You know, you and I, we watch it every day. Mm-hmm. You can get them at below $4 right now. And I would think if you want to eat some crawfish, do it this weekend. It may spike up a little bit as we head into, you know, Good Friday. Can you believe that? Good Friday is next week. You know, we got Palm Sunday. And so Easter will be here.
Got the early Mardi Gras, and I think that kind of tricked people a little bit with crawfish prices because crawfish season came so early. Not that it wasn't a terrible situation, but I'm just saying I think that contributed. You think?
Well, the eating of crawfish season came very early. Yeah. The normal crawfish season is actually April, May, and June.
Right.
That's when biologically it's, you know, crawfish season for the fishermen and for the farmers. So that's one of the things that did add to it. But they're coming down, and I think, you know, we're going to have some nice crawfish this weekend, and they'll be available next week. They may spike up, you know, as of course, on Good Friday. And then right after that, I think you're going to see them come back down again. It looks like the supply is going to be fairly steady, and that's good. Now, we had this little cold snap. This little cold snap, what happens with the cold snap is the crawfish, you know, just kind of get real sleepy on us. You know, they are cold-blooded animals, and so they don't go into the traps. So that once it warms back up, though, they'll be hungry and go back into the traps. And so I'm, you know, hoping that we, you know, that it warms up. We don't, when it's cold weather, it needs to go away. So they go in the traps. We'll have plenty, you know, for Good Friday. Because, you know, for my family, Good Friday, that's a big crawfish day. But I have been eating some shrimp. I had a friend of mine from Bayou Liberty made some shrimp with cabbage and brought it to me, and it was incredible. So I got to have the recipe. He said, I'll bring you the shrimp and the cabbage. We'll have to talk about the recipe.
Mike, I don't know if you're moving around on the cell phone or not, but if you go back to where you were when you started, it might be a little bit better. We were talking about inflation.
Okay.
We were talking about inflation earlier, and when it comes to crawfish prices, you know, a lot of us would love to have 39 cents a pound crawfish like when we were kids. That's never coming back, right? So
no, sir. You'll never see that.
So talk about inflation, not just with crawfish farming, but with agriculture in general, with farming and ranching, because they're up against it, right?
Yes, well, everybody is up there. You know, food prices have went up about 30% in the last 40 months. And the thing about food prices, generally, they don't come back down. They'll come back a little bit with supply and demand and what we call demand destruction. In other words, people quit eating a particular product. But the bottom line is the food you consume today, the cost of that food started really 18 months ago. Mm. You know, we have to raise a crop, harvest a crop, market a crop, produce that product. And that's what you see in the price. And what's happened, if you look at all the USDA reports for this year, you know, the commodity prices held fairly steady, but costs went up. And so that is going to be reflected at the end of the day in food prices, cost and transportation. And so, what we're hoping is that with the economy, our economy grows, wages grow, but I don't think you're going to see a lot of these costs come down. And we're struggling to, you know, so that they don't go up any farther. Because what's happening, and I had my, you know, deputy commissioner visited with the grocery association, some members 2 days ago, and they said sales at grocery stores are, quote, soft. And the other thing you see, if you look at a number of different reports, people are shifting their buying patterns. So they're buying, quote, bottom shelf, which means they're buying instead of canned macaroni and cheese or canned, you know, like Chef Boyardee in a can. They'll buy the macaronis. They'll buy the spices. McCormick Spices is doing better because people are cooking from scratch. And so that's not a bad thing, but it shows a shift in buying patterns from prepared or even canned foods getting into bulk foods, cooking at home to stretch that dollar. Chicken sales are going up. Pork sales are, you know, just have moved up a little bit, and beef sales are flat. And the other thing that it will affect is anything. First, it affected, you know, some of our seafood sales. You saw what happened in the shrimp industry. And so, you know, people, you know, with this situation with crawfish, you know, we're still eating crawfish, but we got to get a handle on food costs. That's the bottom line, and that's got to be a full focus. And we are very, very cognizant of that. So we're trying to increase production and hold cost, but increase efficiencies of everything that we are doing. So at the end of the day, you know, mom and pop can go to the grocery and have enough food for the week.
I know one of the biggest increases is in food consumed outside of the home. And I'm just wondering, does that mean people, as you mentioned, are cooking more at home? And what does that do to the business part of it for farmers and ranchers in Louisiana? Does it just shift to grocery stores instead of restaurants? Or does that have that demand shifting? Does that have an impact on their business model?
Absolutely, it does. And so one of the things I do as I travel, I'll stop at different restaurants. And, you know, at noon, I'm in there. I'm really looking at the table count, what's going on, how many people are there. And it's amazing, you know, and if you time the time of the month. So, you know, at the end of the month when people are short, you go into the restaurants and say, look, these tables are pretty empty. And you can look at to see when people get their checks, you'll see more business, you know, in those restaurants. A lot of people are bringing their lunch to work. They make a lunch and they bring it to work. They're not going and eating, you know, at all the different lunch menu, you know, venues in the cities. And I think it is having an effect on the restaurants. And they're hurting more than the retail stores. But in the retail stores, they even when you see them shifting the commodities, there's definitely a change. And I think you're going to see more people trying to grow their own gardens, produce their own food, and find some other way. And I think a number of people are just, they're really just cutting back on the quality of the food that they're eating and eating a lesser cost type diets.
And as you mentioned, demand destruction, I know back when oysters were crazy, Tommy Satanovich, owner of Drago's, says he took it off the menu because he wasn't going to give somebody a po' boy with three oysters, nor was he going to charge him $35 for an oyster po' boy. And I know some restaurants have decided to just take things off of their menu, so I guess that would be a type of demand destruction?
That's demand destruction. That's exactly it. And you can see that when certain commodities get so expensive, nobody buys them. And then what happens, though, but that what it does is that echoes down the entire supply chain. You know, and so one, the big thing with oysters, you know, was really, you know, a huge labor issue. But that's what happens. And what we don't need is, quote, instability in any market, because at the end of the day, that drives up prices.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here, get a legislative update from you, and also talk about National Agriculture Week and strawberry season and making sure as we get to Palm Sunday weekend that you have a Louisiana spread either this weekend or for Easter. We're talking to Louisiana Agricultural Commissioner Mike Strain, our good friend. If y'all have any questions, comments, 504-260-1870, I'll pass them along. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:58, couple of minutes left with Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Legislative update, Mike. How's it going so far?
It's going very, very well. I spent a full day there on Tuesday. We had about 10 bills up in Senate Ag, and those all went through. I will be back next Tuesday, and that will be Senate Ag. Then following that Thursday will be the House Ag Committee. So all of our bills go through the Ag Committees first. they're rolling quite along. I've got about a dozen bills in my bill package, and then a number of legislators have other bills. So things are moving very well. They are moving fairly quickly because the governor said that he wants to end the session 3 weeks early. Now, that would be a miracle feat in itself if that occurs, to start a constitutional convention. I have meetings today talking to some of my old associates about the constitutional convention, and we'll be looking very closely at a number of things in the Constitution as that moves forward. So we're very busy. Normally, why do we have so many bills? Every year you have things that change that you have to keep up with the times. We have our agricultural chemistry lab, and that's shared with LSU. And so one of the things we and studying the law, it specifically said that the head of the experiment stations for the Ag Center would be the state chemist. Mm-hmm. Well, the head of the experiment stations isn't a chemist, and that chemist is in charge of the ag chemistry labs. So that's, we put in words like his designee, but also to modify our all of our feed laws to where they are consistent with the federal feed laws. And that's something that we do. And,
a lot of details. Thank you, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.